Second parak of Parshas Bamidbar describes how the Jews would encamp as they traveled throughout the Midbar. And it makes specific mention of the Degalim. Every Shevet had a unique flag. That flag had a color, it had a symbol, which speaks to the individuality and the uniqueness of each of the Shvatim working towards the same goal. And Rashi points out that not only did each flag have its own color, but rather Tseva kol echad kigon avna kvua b'choshen. Rashi describes that each of these Shvatim's colors corresponded to the color of that Shevet's stone on the Choshen that was worn by the Kohen Gadol. As we learned in Parshas Tetzaveh, there were 12 stones embroidered in the Choshen, and the names of the tribes of the Shvatim were engraved on those stones. And Rashi says here that each of the Shvatim's colors were the names of also those flag colors. Why? What is the significance of the fact that the Kohen that wore the Choshen, that had a stone, a different color for each Shevet, that's also the color of the flags that the Jewish people had in the Midbar? A very simple yet meaningful answer is offered by Rav Shraga Palik in a sefer known as the Tishbi. He says the following: this formation that the Jewish people were setting up, this was how it was going to be as they prepared to get in and conquer Eretz Yisrael. This arrangement and this perek is all about they're going to march in to Eretz Canaan and wage war with the Canaanim and wipe them out as we are commanded to do. So if that's the case, that the flags represented the formation of how the Jews were going to enter into the land of Israel, then that notion that it corresponded to the Choshen is even more meaningful. Because you could not get two opposite extremes. On the one hand, you have the Choshen, that it was the Kadosh of the Kadoshim, as worn by the Kohen Gadol, in the holiest of places, in the holiest of Avodas, to talk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you have battle, which is the most mundane, physical opposite, so to speak, of the Choshen in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or in the Beis HaMikdash. And that notion, he explains, the Beis HaMikdash representing the spiritual ideal of Kedusha, of Tahara, military conflict, which is the opposite. That's battle, it's physical, but both of those remind us we have to act in a certain way. Even when our circumstances force us into settings that are not the most Kodesh of Kadashim, we have to hold ourselves to an ethical and religious conduct. Here, even in the case of war, but for all of us, the message is that even when our Shevet was out of the Beis HaMikdash, even if we weren't in the confines of the Beis HaKnesses, of the Beis HaMedrash, we are supposed to act in a certain way. We carry that flag with us, that Choshen with us, wherever we go, wherever we are an agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are a Shaliach. So as it was on the field of battle, as it was on anywhere that we go, that we venture out, that same color that was used on the Choshen, the same color that is used out there in the world, conquering, defeating, and helping, creating that next society for the Jewish people.